英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening.People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay.Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's £9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为£9.15便是，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Oops, it seems I've run out of coffee beans, but I can make a cup of tea for you, Helen.
It's okay. Water is just fine.
All right. 。Look, the rain has stopped. Let's go out for a walk.
But it might start raining again. We'd better hang on till the sun comes out.
What's your plan for the 2 month summer holiday, Jane?
Well, I'd like to spend a week or so visiting my grandparents and then do some traveling with my friends for another week. The rest of the time, I'd just do some part-time jobs.
Did someone call me when I was out for lunch, Miss Lee?
No, but the delivery man just left a moment ago. He had put a package on your desk.
Hello, apartment manager of Passion Homes at your service.
This is Ashley Jones from 215. You promised you'd send someone to fix the air conditioner. I waited the whole morning, but no one showed up. Why on earth is that?
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、 B、 C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后， 各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在，你有10秒钟的时间阅读这2个小题。
How do you like the people working in the research center?
Most of them are fine and are easy to get along with. But I think Jack is very proud of himself. People who are too confident may care little about others' opinions.
Yes, I agree. I think Mark is fascinating. He always has something intelligent to say.
Yes. And Carol is fun to be with. I really look forward to hearing her jokes every day. What do you think of Tom?
He's very quiet, so it's hard to know what kind of person he really is. All I know is that he's crazy about rock bands.
Really? So cool!
How do you like the people working in the research center?
Most of them are fine and are easy to get along with. But I think Jack is very proud of himself. People who are too confident may care little about others' opinions.
Yes, I agree. I think Mark is fascinating. He always has something intelligent to say.
Yes. And Carol is fun to be with. I really look forward to hearing her jokes every day. What do you think of Tom?
He's very quiet, so it's hard to know what kind of person he really is. All I know is that he's crazy about rock bands.
Really? So cool!
May
I help you?
I would like to return the shoes. Could I have my money back?
Certainly. We've promised you that you can return them for no reason in 3 days.
Yeah. Today is Friday, and I bought them 2 days ago.
Okay. But I wonder if you have any problems with our product or service?
No. I found the shoes are not my mother's size when I took them home.
I'm really sorry for that. What about changing them for you?
No, I would rather just return them. My mother doesn't like the shoes in this style.
No problem. Here is $98. Here you are.
Thanks.
May I help you?
I would like to return the shoes. Could I have my money back?
Certainly. We've promised you that you can return them for no reason in 3 days.
Yeah. Today is Friday, and I bought them 2 days ago.
Okay. But I wonder if you have any problems with our product or service?
No. I found the shoes are not my mother's size when I took them home.
I'm really sorry for that. What about changing them for you?
No, I would rather just return them. My mother doesn't like the shoes in this style.
No problem. Here is $98. Here you are.
Thanks.
Good afternoon, Kingswell Sports Club. How can I help you?
Oh, I was wondering if you could tell me something about your club.
Of course.
Do you have tennis courts, for example?
I'm afraid we don't. We're a golf club.
What about football? I heard you had a team.
No, I'm sorry. But we do have a Keep Fit studio, which is very popular with members. And there's a swimming pool in it.
That's good. I like to swim every day. What about relaxing after exercise? I assume you have a restaurant or something.
At the moment, we've only got a salad bar. The restaurant will be in use by the end of the year.
Sounds good.
Good afternoon, Kingswell Sports Club. How can I help you?
Oh, I was wondering if you could tell me something about your club.
Of course.
Do you have tennis courts, for example?
I'm afraid we don't. We're a golf club.
What about football? I heard you had a team.
No, I'm sorry. But we do have a Keep Fit studio, which is very popular with members. And there's a swimming pool in it.
That's good. I like to swim every day. What about relaxing after exercise? I assume you have a restaurant or something.
At the moment, we've only got a salad bar. The restaurant will be in use by the end of the year.
Sounds good. Let's take the kids to the zoo today.
That's a great idea. I'll get them ready, and I think we need to take plenty of water. How long do you think we'll stay?
Probably about 4 hours. Last time we were there for 7 hours, but that was too long. We all got sunburned. Lisa was very sad that night.
I forgot about that. I'll take sunscreen and hats, too.
If we get there by 8, we can spend the morning at the zoo and have lunch at a restaurant.
How about bananas to feed the elephants?
The kids will like that, especially if an elephant eats right out of their hands.
We could take seeds for the smaller animals like birds, too.
How about eggs for the snakes?
I hate snakes.
But Danny likes that part of the zoo best.
You can go with him then.
Don't be so scared. They are always in their cages. Let's take the kids to the zoo today.
That's a great idea. I'll get them ready, and I think we need to take plenty of water. How long do you think we'll stay?
Probably about 4 hours. Last time we were there for 7 hours, but that was too long. We all got sunburned. Lisa was very sad that night.
I forgot about that. I'll take sunscreen and hats, too.
If we get there by 8, we can spend the morning at the zoo and have lunch at a restaurant.
How about bananas to feed the elephants?
The kids will like that, especially if an elephant eats right out of their hands.
We could take seeds for the smaller animals like birds, too.
How about eggs for the snakes?
I hate snakes.
But Danny likes that part of the zoo best.
You can go with him then.
Don't be so scared. They are always in their cages.
现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这4个小题。
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Storytime. And this week we're going to talk about Margaret Fuller. Margaret Fuller was born in 1810 in America. Up to the age of 9, her education was at home with her father. Margaret was an excellent student. In fact, at the age of 6, she could translate Latin poetry into English. At the age of 10, she went to school, and finally, she became a teacher. So, why did she become so well known? Well, she had very strong opinions about the role of women, and particularly about what jobs they could do. Margaret believed that a woman could do any job that a man could do. Later, she became a journalist. She worked for a newspaper, the New York Tribune, and became its first female editor. She also wrote reviews for it, as she was famous for having strong opinions about literature. Some of the reviews she wrote were very sharp. As a result, she was not always popular with novelists and poets of her time. Besides, she was interested in many different topics. For example, she wanted to change people's attitudes to Native Americans and African Americans. She certainly tried to make the world a better place. This is Tom on 685 FM saying goodnight. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Story Time, and this week we're going to talk about Margaret Fuller. Margaret Fuller was born in 1810 in America. Up to the age of 9, her education was at home with her father. Margaret was an excellent student. In fact, at the age of 6, she could translate Latin poetry into English. At the age of 10, she went to school, and finally, she became a teacher. So, why did she become so well known? Well, she had very strong opinions about the role of women, and particularly about what jobs they could do. Margaret believed that a woman could do any job that a man could do. Later, she became a journalist. She worked for a newspaper, the New York Tribune, and became its first female editor. She also wrote reviews for it, as she was famous for having strong opinions about literature. Some of the reviews she wrote were very sharp. As a result, she was not always popular with novelists and poets of her time. Besides, she was interested in many different topics. For example, she wanted to change people's attitudes to Native Americans and African Americans. She certainly tried to make the world a better place. This is Tom on 685 FM saying good night.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。
听力部分，到此结束。